अर्थवादीन अर्थप्रिय मैं वेरी ओल्ड फ्रेंड ऑल ऑर्डर मेंबर्स यू हैव हर्ड अ वेरी गुड टॉक फ्रॉम तारा हृदय एंड आई एम लिटिल बिट डिप्रेस्ड सो ऑफ कोर्स हर लाइफ इज डिफरेंट माय लाइफ इज डिफरेंट हर कमिंग इनटू कांटेक्ट विद द मूवमेंट इज डिफरेंट माय कमिंग इनटू कांटेक्ट विद द मूवमेंट इज ऑल टुगेदर डिफरेंट सो डेफिनेटली देयर विल बी अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन हर लाइफ एंड माय लाइफ एंड माय प्रैक्टिस एंड हर प्रैक्टिस एज you heard from Ratnasagara. He is a very, very good friend of mine. And he was very young, hardly 16, I think, 15, 16. And I went to his house. He was not happy. And I said, what happened? And then he told whole of his story. And then I kept on going to his house. I met his mother, father, and sisters, brother, and I became a friend of their family. And there are so many families in the place where I started my first Tri Ratna work, and that is Pimpri. That area is called Pimpri, and there were 4,000 factories around that area and many slums, because the people who work in factories, their life is miserable in a sense that they get lot of money, but they drink, they smoke, and they just spend their money. I remember when he became a mitra afterwards, but he came to our class. I was leading a class, and the class was in a very small shed, having corrugated sheets, and we call chatai around. And this fellow came, and he was in the habit of drinking. But coming along to our classes, he left drinking and he said, I am saving a lot of money now. What to do with that money? I said, you do one thing. You run one children's class so that you have to study Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's life. You have to study the Buddha's life. And then you tell stories to the children, and children will get attracted. And you are saving money, so you distribute chocolates and some other things to children, so they will get attracted because of chocolates. So they started children. There were so many, 20, 25 children from the that locality. And their parents, they were very happy that our children are learning refuges and precepts, and then all Tri Ratna Vandana and other verses. And also they are little bit practicing ethics. So they were very happy, and they were ashamed that actually we are drinking and these children, they are practicing ethics. So they learned from their children, and they also became became good persons. So this was the change. I mean, many incidents are there, many examples are there, that many people change their lives, not only people, but whole of the family. In India, if one becomes a Buddha, a Buddhist, that doesn't mean that others are non-Buddhists. So all are Buddhists. But some are practicing Buddhists, some are so-called Buddhists. So that is the difference. And I was also one of the so-called Buddhists in the beginning. I didn't know much about Buddhism. My father was very much interested in Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's literature, his talks. And I also got interested into that. My father was illiterate. But he used to buy one weekly, which was published by Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. And I used to read that weekly, whatever the articles were there, to my community members. They were all illiterate. They were not able to read or write. So I used to tell whatever is written in the articles. And that way, I came to know Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. Of course, all the people in my locality, they came to know what Dr. Ambedkar is. And I also started knowing Dr. Ambedkar. That was from my childhood. When Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar, he embraced Buddhism in 1956, I was 12 or 13 years old. I did not go to Nagpur, but my father, he came to know that some conversion ceremony took place in Nagpur, and he was very much interested in that. But I am very fortunate enough that in 1957-58, one conversion program held in my town. And Dr. Ambedkar's son and nephew, they gave the diksha to many people. Many thousand people were there. And so I became that way a Buddhist, real Buddhist in 1957-58. Although I became a Buddhist, I didn't know much about Buddhism. And this went up to I think 1978. But in between, I mean, in the meantime, I was very much in search of Buddhism. I was very much in search of Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's literature. And I bought many books, tried to learn Buddhism, but there was no one to teach Buddhism. As you know, Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar, he died just within 6 weeks after his conversion. And a vacuum was created that time. He was not there and nobody was there to teach Buddhism. Dr. Ambedkar's grief was that he told to Bhante in 1956 that he is very much worried about three things. He was very ill, and that meeting took place in Delhi. 54 Buddhists from Northeast India, they were with Bhante Sangharakshita. And Bhante met Dr. Ambedkar in 1956. And Dr. Ambedkar told his concerns about his community. He said, "I am very much worried about three things. One thing is that my community, there is always a faction. Factionalism is a major thing there. Then second thing," he said, "dowry system. Because of dowry, I mean, many girls, they could not get married. There's a lot of dowry we have to give to the husband's family. So this is the second thing he was very much worried about. And third thing," he said, "he is very much worried about drinking problem. Because so these three things, they were actually giving very much trouble to him, very much trouble to his life." And he expressed these three things to Bhante Sangharakshita in 1956. And as you know, now I can say that these three things, Bhante Sangharakshita is struggling hard through Triratna, our organization. And many people now, they are ready not to take dowry. If they want to marry their daughters, they are ready not to take dowry. Then I can't say about factionalism. Factionalism is increased more and more. After Dr. Ambedkar, many, many factions are there in his movement in his party. So that thing is not yet sorted out, and Bhante could not sort out that thing. He was also very much not happy, because many people from different organizations, when Bhante was in India, they were coming to him and they were telling him, you work for our party, you work for our organization. And he said, I am not going to work for any organization. And that this is one of the reasons that Bhante left India, because he could not do what he wanted to do. Once he said that Triratna movement means, what is the remaining work of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar? We are taking it up. We are fulfilling it. So this is the aim of Triratna, once he wrote to me, and he wrote in his letter that way. So ours is a not a different movement. It is the work which was not fulfilled by Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar. We are fulfilling it in India. So I, in 1956, this happened, and afterwards I was also struggling very much. But what happened? Once by chance, I happened to attend one of the talks given by Lokamitra. Lokamitra came in 1978 to India along with Padma Vajra and Kula Ratna. One more order member was there. You may not be knowing him. So these three people, they came to India and they started the movement. And I happened to attend one talk given by Lokamitra, and I was, yes, I thought that this is what I wanted for a long time. And since then, I am in this movement. 1978 onwards, I actually wanted what I wanted, and then I started learning from them. Padma Vajra is Lokamitra and Kula Ratna. They, had they not been there, what would be the position of Indian people, Indian so-called Buddhists, I can't imagine. So because of them, I mean, the lives of many, many people, they changed. So in 1979, Bhante came to India, and in February 79, he gave three talks, public talks, and they were, I mean, whole big ground was there, and it was full, maybe 5,000, 6,000 people that time, that I am talking about 1979. So he gave three talks, and one is, I mean, yeah, now, a Buddha, man or God, that was first talk. Second was about the Dhamma, and third was the Buddha and his Sangha, about the Sangha. So these three talks, I think we can read now, they are available. So this is the starting of our movement, and we say that our movement started in 1979, but actually it started in 1978. Before Bhante's visit to India, I could say that our movement here in England, it started in 1967, and you all know that it started from a basement in London somewhere. I don't know the street. Which one? Mohammed. I can't pronounce also that. So, in India also, our movement started in a very peculiar way. One lady was there, her name was Rita, and her house name was Rita House. She was a Christian lady, and she used to take out her car from her garage on Sunday. And we used to have our class in that garage. So she used to leave for church at 10:30 or so, and then we used to enter in that garage, clean the garage, and put up some shrine. We don't know how to put up the shrine. what Buddha is, where to put Buddha, where to put Dr. Ambedkar. We didn't know anything. And by the time she comes back, we have to vacate that garage because she has to keep her car there. So this was the situation our movement started there. That is with meditation and with some Dhamma study. It was very difficult for us. No cushions. We are seeing now cushions. No question of cushions. We didn't know what cushions are. We were sitting on floor and we were very young. I was 33 then. And old people, they used to come and they... I used to go first and put my back to the wall. And these old people used to come, "Hey, get up. You are young, you sit in the middle and let us have the support of the wall." So we had to get up because we were very young that time. So this was the situation. No cushion, nothing. And this, our movement started. Rupa used to be very, very black in color because of smoke. That became very black. And incense sticks, where to put? We used to bring one banana and put the incense stick there in it. And match candles. We didn't know what candles are. So empty match boxes, we put candles on that. So that is our candle stand. So this was the situation. And in fact, Lokamitra taught us so much. So we owe to him. We owe to Padma Vajra that they, because of them, our movement started there. So, Bhante was there in 1979 and I became a Mitra on 1st of March 1979. And my Mitra ceremony was done by Bhante Sangharakshita. And soon after 3 months, I got ordained. On 1st of June, I got ordained. And that too by Bhante Sangharakshita. So I am very, very fortunate enough. I can't imagine now that anybody will become an order member just within 3 months. But let me say, I mean, those who became order members, they were not doing anything about Buddhism. Because that time Lokamitra wanted young people to run the movement. And we were very energetic, we were very enthusiastic. And Padma Vajra and Lokamitra, they found something in us and they recommended to Bhante and we were ordained within 3 months. Sudarshan and myself, we are from the same batch. So we got ordained that time. Sudarshan and myself, we became Mitra also. At the same time. So we are very close to each other. So I really miss Sudarshan now. He's not there. He died because of... His wife died in accident in 2009. So I should say that our time, it was the progress through irregular steps. We were not knowing anything, but we started learning Buddhism. But now, the progress is through regular steps. You know each and everything. And you know how to study, you know how to give talks. And that way, I always say that actually we went through irregular steps. And that was needed that time. But now, it is not needed that much. So you are going through regular steps. Our ordinations took place on one fort that is called Sinhagad Fort, that is about 2,000 feet high altitude. And two ordinations took place there on that fort, and one of them was ours. In our batch, 9 people got ordained. One woman order member also got ordained with us. She is still alive. She is 84, but she can't walk. So she is having wheelchair, and 5 people died from our batch. one is in wheelchair, one left the order, and only two people are remaining from that batch. So this is the situation that time. Okay, so I started, I started the work in 1983 in Pimpri area, and I became the chairman of that time it was called Trailokya Bodha Mahasangha Sahayaka Gana. So I became a chairman. I was chairman for 5 years. And in 1990, the big vihara in Dapodi, it was opened. It was inaugurated by Subhuti and Lokamitra. Bhante couldn't come on that occasion. And afterwards, in 1991, I thought that I have worked for a long time in Pune and around Pune. So why not I go to other places and start something there? So I went to my hometown and I started a center there. Then I went to Hyderabad and I started a center there. So my journey was like this, coming to Pune, then going to Nanded, then from there going to Hyderabad, and from there going to Pune, and this was going on for a long time. I was a government servant. I was a research assistant in my department. And after finishing 20 years of my service, I decided to give resignation. And I took voluntary retirement and I started working full time. Of course, I was working, but I started full time working for the movement. And that is going on till today. I am a full-timer, I am a freelance worker, I am not paid by anyone, but I want the Dhamma, I like the Dhamma, and I teach the Dhamma, I take retreats and other things. So I like very much, and I feel that until my death, I am going to do this thing only, nothing else. I became an Anagarika in 2014, February 2014, and it is also because I thought that my wife died, my daughter died, and two sons are there, they are old enough. So let me have this another step, and I took a vow and became an Anagarika in 2014. When I was in England for 2 years, in 1999 and 2000, I am very fortunate enough that Arthapriya, myself, we were the team members at Guhyaloka, and there were ordinations. I don't know how many people are here in from our batch. I don't know. So I was with him, and he's so kind. So I came to know that then, that time at Guhyaloka. Vaja was there, Jnanabandhu was there, Kulananda was there, Surata was there, and Arthapriya and myself. We were team members. So I came to know many people, and that time I was at Vajraloka. For 2 years, I wanted to go deep into meditation and learn some meditation and teach meditation. So I was there for 2 years, and during that period I traveled in many countries in Europe and also in America, and I saw many centers in both these continents. But I found that there is no meditation center in Nanded, in India. So why not I start one meditation center, a retreat center at Nanded in Maharashtra, because we got a land in donation, 7 acres of land we got in donation. So I showed the pictures to Bhante, and Bhante told to me, "Oh, it looks like England." I said, "Yes, it looks like England, because there is a lake, there are hills, there are trees." So he said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I am going to start a retreat center there." Then I asked him. After some time, I discussed with Subhuti as well, and I asked him, "Can I give your name to our retreat center?" Then he stopped for a while and he said, let me just think about that. And after some time, after some days, he decided that yes, he is ready to accept that request. And he said, yeah, you can give my name to your meditation center. And its name is now Urgen Sangharakshita Meditation Center. So that is in Maharashtra, eastern part of Maharashtra. In the beginning, he said that that should be only for Maine. I said, okay, that condition is accepted. Then he said it should be only for only for meditations and only for men, not for women. I said, okay. I thought that he will change his mind afterwards. And eventually he changed his mind and he wrote to me that you can have ladies retreats there, women can come there, you can have meditation and other retreats also in that center. So now it is open to all. In the beginning it was not. It was very much restricted. But now no restrictions are there. This retreat we have started in 2004. Subhuti has inaugurated it. It's a very big project. And only one third part of it has been built. When I was in England for 2 years, I collected donations. About £30,000 I collected that time. And I started building the buildings, but the design is so big that I could not finish it, and many things are left half done. So, of course, we are collecting donations, and we are, developing it slowly and slowly. As you know, and Charunalka also told you that I am also the member of ordination team as Tara Rudaya is. We are from men's side, she is from women's side. We have 15 order members, main order members. And as she said, we have requests, hundreds of requests. I don't know the number exactly, but maybe 700, 800 to 1000 requests of men. And she knows the correct figure of women, 750. So, this much requests are there, and we are very few actually. Only 15 people for 800 to 1000 people, it's not enough. So, we have to run, we have to take retreat after retreat for those people and make them ready for ordinations. We are doing our best, we are trying our best, and many ordinations are taking place every year. I think women are going ahead of us. They are making much progress, maybe because of 20 women they have. But I am not jealous about them. Because, yeah, men and women, we want order members. Whether he is a man or woman, doesn't matter at all. We want order members and we want to grow our movement, we want to change the lives of our people, and that way we are doing our best. And I think my time is... So I should tell something about Padma Vajra. Padma Vajra is a very good friend of mine. We were going to Pimpri area where I started the first center. We were going, and he was leading the class, he was leading the studies, and we went there for 1.5 years. He used to come by train, I used to go by train with him. Then after finishing the talk, we were invited every time, every week we were invited by someone to take food. And after taking food, Padma Vajra used to go to Pune and I used to go to my place. That was my residence at Pimpri. So, Padma Vajra is very, very dear to me. He is my Kalyan Mitra. Subhuti is my Kalyan Mitra. They are very, very good friends of mine. And I learned a lot from him. how to study, how to give a talk, that was learned from Padma Vajra. And there is also one order member who was in India, that is, his name is Purna. Now he has become a public preceptor recently. So he was also in India for 3 years, and he was an Anagarika. Ashwajit was an Anagarika. Jyotipal was an Anagarika at that time. And we have learned many, many things from these people. So we are very much grateful to all these people that they have actually taught us. And now I am standing. It is because of all those people. So I think better I stop it here. Thank you very much.